When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, a Wacko Wednesday edition. I got to find Co-Devil. He is Matt Rothschild. He's Batman from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Not such a bad job, I hope. Matt Gableman, this investigation going on in the state of Wisconsin. I often describe him as a corrupted former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice. I don't even think that's arguable at this point, but clearly he's a partisan. This is not, some objective review of what happened in the state of Wisconsin, because we've already reviewed it. Nothing happened in the state of Wisconsin. And this investigation is really setting the stage, as you mentioned, to get rid of the Wisconsin Elections Commission and perhaps for a Republican elected Secretary of State to take over the electoral components here in the state of Wisconsin just in time for a contested 2024. Matt, am I so far off? Don't you think on some level that's the plan?
I think that's the end game, which is ironic because it was Republicans who established the Wisconsin Elections Commission after they took an axe to the Government Accountability Board in 2015 because it was too nonpartisan. It was actually going after Scotty Walker because they understood that Walker had likely violated a law on the books here in Wisconsin that said you can't coordinate with outside groups. Walker was coordinating with outside groups like Wisconsin Club for Growth, going around sitting on the laps
to the tune of millions and millions of dollars,
millionaires and billionaires, and urging them to write checks out to Wisconsin Club for Growth. And then he and his buddy at Wisconsin Club for Growth would tell, say how to use all that money for Republicans who are running for office. So, that was their shell game. The Wisconsin Supreme Court under Gableman, when Gableman was there, ruled that some novel interpretation of theirs of the First Amendment allowed Scott Walker to get out of jail free. They actually fired the John Doe 2 prosecutor. And
eliminated the John Doe investigatory process.
The investigation entirely. You said he was corrupt. Here's why he was corrupt. Because Gableman benefited to the tune of more than $1 million in expenditures from Wisconsin Club for Growth and Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce to get his job on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And it was the special prosecutor who was investigating Wisconsin Club for Growth and Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. So it was all very cozy.
And part of the directive of the court at that time was burn all the evidence, was it not? I mean, literally, like, burn the evidence.
Yeah, one of their edicts was destroy all the evidence. I can't remember a time when a court has said destroy evidence. It was an astonishingly corrupt moment for the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which for a long time under Shirley Abramson had a great reputation as one of the leading state Supreme Courts in the country, but now it's just a joke of a court.
Well, Gableman's no longer on the court. Even he could read the tea leaves and realize he was, even as an incumbent, he was not going to win re-election. And so Trump lost the state of Wisconsin, and he being the corrupted former Supreme Court Justice, Gableman came out and declared it, a rigged, stolen election nearly immediately and showed himself a partisan in a number of ways.
Yeah, so why is he running this fishing expedition? I mean, how partisan are you going to get when the guy that Robin Voss hires already said before any facts were determined that the election was somehow corrupted?
Scott Walker not available to take this job?
I don't know. What about Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty? They could have hired them. They came out with a report that was a little more subdued than the junk that Gableman's putting out there.
Well, we don't yet know the end product of Gableman's investigation, but we know that he's using it in a very sort of a prosecutorial fashion. And we're not even sure he has the power of subpoena, at least to force or compel private testimony, not public testimony. But down at this office chair he wants to force mayors to give private testimony.
It's the price of being in jail. I mean, he not only wants to subpoena them, he wants to jail them. I mean, this is a conflict of
speak
of
or be imprisoned.
Yeah, I mean, this, he's not the attorney general of the state of Wisconsin. He's not in the executive branch. He shouldn't be prosecuting people. The legislature is not a prosecutorial office. So I think they may win, the city of Madison and city of Green Bay may win on separation of powers here.
Well, the Racine County, Racine, Wisconsin County Sheriff also has basically accused five Wisconsin elections commissioners who gave advice during a pandemic about, you know, how you should treat people residing in nursing homes.
And this guy's terribly biased, too. I mean, during the Trump campaign, he was giving a speech to a group called Women for Trump.
You mean the Racine County Sheriff that now is suggesting that five Wisconsin elections commissioners, including two Republicans, that gave advice uniformly initially all six voted. But when they shaved it down to five, one guy was exempted. And that was Bob Spindell. And we mentioned this guy's name because Bob Spindell, the elections commissioner who the Racine County Sheriff thinks should be exempted from the felonious charges, is the one guy that committed fraud to support Trump's, you know, overturning the election. Let's call it the soft coup. Let's call it the Green Bay sweep.
Yeah, Spindell, the false elector. One of the 10 false electors sent to...
The good one, as the Racine County Sheriff would call him.
You know, he did vote, as you pointed out. I mean, he did vote the first time that
the same advice.
All six of the election commissioners voted to save grandma's life in the nursing home and let grandma vote by absentee ballot rather than force special voting deputies, strangers, to go into the nursing homes in the midst of the, you know, high watermark of the pandemic until now and, you know, infect everybody in the nursing home. They weren't supposed to do that. It was against Evers' executive order, so they couldn't get anyone into the nursing home to let them vote. So they did what was prudent and also legal, which was to send absentee ballots to all those in the nursing home who had requested absentee ballots or voted absentee ballot before.
Well, Matt, of course, who would ever want to serve on a commission where the mere act of giving advice, taking a vote during a pandemic, would be a felonious act that could get you put in jail? Well, that seems pretty chilling. That seems to be the point. Come back with us. That's Batman. He's Matt Rothschild. He's my fine co-devil for the hour. You could be a part of this big program. Join us on the phones. 844-967-2789. The 4 o'clock happier happy hour. It continues. So sweet.
You want to get high, man?
You know, I'm an Eagle Scout.
No, man. I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man.